Seth Casper, Seth Andrew Casper. I'm the youngest of seven kids. I have two awesome parents. Grew up in a Christian family. And it's kind of a little crazy once in a while with all the nieces and nephews. But I'll just be talking about why I follow Jesus today and why that, what's that impactful for you guys in your own lives? Kind of just why do you want to follow Jesus in the future for you guys? So kind of the biggest points for me, just kind of give you a little history kind of that even if you grow up in a Christian family, you're not always, you don't always follow the rules. You don't always try and stay in this perfect thing because you just don't understand what the love that he desires for you or just even what your parents kind of say is better for you. You don't understand that at the time. You'll understand it later on. And just, I'll tell a few stories about just childhood and just getting caught. So I was at Extra Foods when I was a kid with my mom getting groceries. And I was like, oh, I'll just take this candy. And one of her friends saw me take the candy and came over and told my mom and like busted me right on the spot. And I was just like, oh, I guess I cannot steal or my mom's going to find out because she knows everyone in town. That's another fact is just you can't get away with stuff in the small town. You will get found out. Trust me. Just, I would say why I follow Jesus today is just throughout my life, no matter what's going on, there's good things and there's bad things, but there's always God's consistent. And if you actually tune into what he desires for you, what he has for you, it brings life. Like there's points where I've always felt lost, like there's points where I felt lost or disconnected with people or just kind of don't know where to go or you don't have guidance. Like after high school, you kind of just feel a little lost because you have been to high school for 4 years and you're just kind of, what do I do now? And I think that's where God comes into a lot more because when you're making those bigger decisions, you're saying, what do I want to do? What is my values? What is my purpose, kind of? I would say like when you look into the Bible, when you look into what God has for you, you find your purpose, you find your fulfillment, and you find that he actually does bring joy, he does bring love when there's nothing else. When it kind of just seems hopeless, when you kind of go through a breakup or in my instance, I've went through a breakup and it is hard. It's points like there's things that are going to be hard, but Jesus will always be there kind of holding your hand or carrying you no matter what happens. And what's kind of might be hard things in your life, but he's always there kind of just supporting you, always there, even if you can't see it. So I'll just start with Romans 5:8. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I think it just shows that you don't have to be in a perfect spot with Christ. You don't have to be a perfect Christian or a perfect kid. Like at the end of the day, he accepts you where you're at. He accepts you even if you don't know what you're doing or what your plan is or what your purpose is. He'll kind of just guide you where you're at. He'll encourage you where you're at. Like even just this last Sunday, Ray and Sydney Perry were here, and just one thing that he said, like he said, you're good enough. I don't know why. Like I've never, it's not like I don't hear that enough, or it's not that I don't know that's true, but at the same time, it brought me to tears. I'm like, at the same time, God calls us good enough. He calls us into a place. He calls us sons and daughters. He calls us friends. and he calls us into a greater relationship with him. It doesn't matter if you have everything figured out. Like, my mom and dad still don't have everything figured out. They're 60s. Like, you're not going to figure everything out in the next couple of years. But know that one thing's consistent, one thing's for sure, is you can always turn back to Christ if you desire that relationship, if you actually seek after it. He's waiting for you, and he would truly desires to be with you no matter what is kind of going on or what circumstance seems so unbreakable or so uncontainable. I think just a few verses that really encourage me a lot of the time. Psalms 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. That when we actually slow down and give God time in our lives, he's willing to work with us. He's willing to encourage us. He's willing to love us where we're at. It doesn't take to be in the you don't have to be in the perfect place. You don't have to go across the world to find that he still loves you. And if you slow down enough to actually be in the present and actually take that silent time with Christ, he'll meet you no matter what. Like, it doesn't take the right ritual, like the Old Testament, where they had to sacrifice the calves and atone for their sins. Like, he's not saying we have to do that anymore, because he's already paid the price. He's already bought us. He's already paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. And he says, just come to me, like, as a father and as the prodigal son in Matthew. He just wants us back. He doesn't want us to try and figure it all out or try and earn our place with him. He just is like this to us. And he just wants us to run towards him. He just wants us to embrace us, to love us well. And all he asks is just that we love him back. And it looks pretty messy. Like, I know in my own life, it looks pretty messy to love God and actually stay in close relationship with him. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be this walk down this green meadow path that's always just perfect, because it's just not how it's going to be. You're going to have things in your life that's going to be difficult, and you're going to have things that you might want to walk away from God at points. But even in that doubting, like, he's there. Like, he's willing to go through that with you. He's willing to go through the hard times. He's willing to go through the good times with you. Like, I remember being out in BC for work, and I was like, what is happening in my life? Like, I feel like everything's crashing on around me. And even in that despair, he said, like, he just gave me so much joy, even though it felt like everything was crashing in around. He just brings that joy, and he brings that encouragement when you need it most. Like, I can't remember times where I've been more joyful when I'm like, I remember one time in the basement, our parents' basement, with my brother at 3 a.m, we were just laughing because that's how good God is. Like, he just brings joy when there is nothing. I would say another way I didn't really encounter God and really he shows up in my life is just to go and go for a cross-country ski, or go out and go for a hike, that he's willing to just do anything with us. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go to a church service to meet God. Don't have to be in a perfect circumstance to meet God. Like, he meets us no matter where. He wants to be our friend. And that means, like, he's willing to do anything with us. Like, you could go for a run and go with God and say, Jesus, want to come for run with me? Like, he's willing. Like, he wants to spend that time with you. And when you include Jesus in your normal day life, it's it's really cool because he really uses that time well to encourage you and to love you well. And just to point things out, like how awesome the sunrise was. Like, if you saw it, like, it was amazing. And if you think about how remarkable that is, like, that every sunrise is different. Every, God's love is never, looks a certain way for everyone. Like, it's going to be different for your life. Like, you're going to see it differently than Naya would or Shaden would. Like, we just have different walks in life. And he'll see God loves you no matter what kind of walk you've been in. If you've ever been, if you've been a Christian all your life, or you've been, or just trying to figure it out now, or just not even a Christian, like, he's there no matter what. And just two verses that I really enjoy is just, Chris actually did this with us at the start of the year, all the leaders. It just is Moses kind of meeting with God. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up his people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. And you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, if you have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider too, this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and if and I and your people, it is not in your going with us, so that we are not distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth." Just kind of Moses saying, like, if your presence isn't with us, like, there's nothing. Like, we can't do anything without your presence. And, like, if you go to John 15, like, he actually said, like, Jesus actually says this, I can, you can do nothing without me. I'll just kind of read the verse word for word. "Now I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he is that that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And I've seen that in my own life. Like, if you actually choose to, like, choose Christ first, actually choose to abide in him, like, he will bring life. He will bring that joy. He will bring that love. Like, it always doesn't look in the same way as maybe another time in your life, but it'll always be there. And then, if you don't know, I went on a YWAM, and it's Youth with a Mission, down in Belize, and this was kind of a verse that actually a few leaders came up with for me. And it's from Hosea, and it's, if you don't know the background of Hosea, it's kind of just the story of redemption of a nation, of a people, of a, of God saying, I will redeem you no matter what. I will bring my plan to purpose, and I am in control no matter what. And just one verse that really stands out for me, that kind of my teachers and YWAM kind of picked out for me, was 14:7. "They shall return and dwell beneath my shadow, and they shall flourish like the grain and they shall blossom like the vine. Their fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. And it's just a really cool verse for me because it says, like, you'll dwell beneath my shadow. That he's there, he's a protector, and he wants us to dwell with him. He wants us to abide in him. He wants us to truly just be close to him no matter what happens. He doesn't care if you have it all figured out. He just wants you for who you are and what you have. And the sin, the messed upness, just everything. I just thank you for listening to me. And I hope you have a great night, guys.